This is Passport to Texas. For the past 10 years, Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine has dedicated its July issue to questions of water in Texas.
Big questions that we have to grapple with as a state is, where's our water going to come from, and who's going to get it, and how much are they going to get?
In the 10th anniversary publication, Parks and Wildlife Executive Director Carter Smith provides an overview of the past decade, including the progress we've made.
We've made a lot of headway, and I think one of the most important things that we have done is to help elevate public awareness and consciousness about the criticality of conserving that water, not only now, but for future generations when we're going to need it the most.
This includes ensuring plentiful water for the state's fish and wildlife now and into the future.
Texans care about their fish and wildlife. Every single attitudinal survey demonstrates that. Also, there have been some legislative developments over the span of the last 10 years that have helped put science and stakeholder processes together to help ensure that we're going to have strategies for water that will be available for our fish and wildlife.
You can learn more when you pick up the July issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and funds conservation projects in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.